the idea of landing there, you know, not too far from Caracas, you know, a beach landing, coming in that kind of obvious. The whole operation really wasn't well planned out to begin with. I mean, the Americans were carrying passports in their real name, other identity documents in their real names. So it just really wasn't anything that was very professionally put together at all. So, you know, some of the claims by Maduro that this was orchestrated, you know, by the American government or by the Colombian government just really don't ring true, because, I mean, this was really a pretty amateurish attempt.
So there's no possibility that there was a mix-up or a mistake with this operation, is there?
Yeah, and actually we know that the guy from the security company in Florida, the Silverton Group, this guy by the name of Jordan Goudreau, has actually admitted to it. And he claims that he indeed did dispatch these two Americans down there to assist with a coup attempt.
So what do you believe was the ultimate purpose here? Because it doesn't seem like this was going to be successful in any kind of overthrow of anyone, let alone the president of Venezuela.
Well, I mean, it depends whose purpose. You know, from the idea of the Venezuelan government, I personally believe that they probably knew about this well in advance. These guys were ambushed as they were coming in. As far as the intent of the attackers, you know, there have been, you know, several attempts to overthrow the government in Venezuela, you know, by members of the police, members of the military. And it appears that this group was also linked to some of those dissident military members. So, I mean, they had the intent to want to overthrow Maduro. It's just that this was a very amateurish attempt to do that.
Do you think the U.S. government knew about this as well?
I don't know. I mean, you would have hoped that if the Americans you know, knew about it, they would have tried to put the kibosh on it to stop something like this from going on, because it's only going to be you know, intercepted, and it's going to be embarrassing you know, to the U.S. and everybody else. So I can't really imagine them knowing about it and turning a blind eye and not trying to do something to disrupt it.
Part of the reason I asked that question is because the U.S. has great intelligence capabilities. There's bad blood between the U.S. and Venezuela, and the U.S. has said on several occasions, and not in so many words, that it wants essentially regime change there.
Well, yeah, we need to understand that the reason that Maduro is still in power is because he is propped up by very powerful forces. You know, number one is the Cuban Intelligence Service, which is extremely sophisticated. You know, while Cuba may be backwards in you know, many areas, their intelligence service is perhaps one of the finest in the world, especially when it comes to human intelligence. So they have been able to really infiltrate almost every dissident group within Venezuela, either by planting people in those organizations or recruiting people belonging to them. Secondly, you have the Russians, who are very, very involved there. Russian technicians are running intercept equipment there, so they're monitoring cell phones, they're monitoring two-way radios. You also have Russian mercenaries from the Wagner company, which is very tightly aligned with the Kremlin, providing close protection on Maduro. So all of those things put together means that, you know, it's going to be very difficult, and especially for this kind of a half-baked plot, you know, to overthrow Maduro anytime soon.
Scott Stewart is Vice President at Torchstone Global. G.J. Green, WTOP News.